A fast team, divisional opponent at home. We're excited to be at home again, have our fans behind us. That was big last week. It certainly will be big again this week. We finished up practice today, had a good practice, good efficient practice, and guys, I think we'll be ready to go on Sunday. Well, you know, we see it during practices, and we saw it today in practice. I saw it at Soldier Field on a Saturday night. I mean, he's got it all. You know, he's got size. He can run. He's explosive. He finds a way to attack the football and make the big catch. And pretty much what we've seen of him last year and years past. You know, I don't know if I can make it that complicated or we can make it that complicated. We have a plan based on all sides of the ball, what their fronts are, number one, how to attack protections and how to protect. You know, how to throw the ball against the coverages and how to defend what they're bringing. You know, and we try to do the best job we can as coaches to find tendencies or find something that'll help us create an advantage. But mostly, it really does come down to fundamentals and techniques, playing fast, great effort, being disciplined, and playing smart. I mean, it really comes down to as much of that and take care of the football and creating turnovers. I don't know that we are or aren't. So I would say we are. I don't think we make an effort to try to be difficult to scout at all. We try to put plan together that we can efficiently run. Our guys can learn in a course of 3 days. I'm talking offensively and defensively as well. Just put enough in to where we can manage the game physically, but not have to think too much. That would slow us down. I'm not concerned about it. We don't have any control over the weather. We played in some mud at training camp, certainly, and some weather at training camp, and so our guys have been on that kind of field. These guys have played on it a lot more than I have, certainly, or been around it, but I don't expect that the field conditions are going to dramatically impact either team to where any team's going to have an advantage. Yes, I think wind more than anything. Wind affects game planning more than anything, and it all depends whether you can use the area of the field outside the numbers. You know, fortunately, in terms of the passing game, it helps us because the numbers aren't an issue for Jay. He can throw the ball outside in wind and that kind of weather, and he's used to doing it. So, but I think wind affects the game environment more than weather, more than rain at times, or snow or something like that.